This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, August 1st, 2016. Follow this podcast social media pages on Facebook at Shanice Lewis Show and on Twitter and Instagram at Shanice Show. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes and Google Play Music so you'll never miss an episode. Today we have a very special guest on the show, Michael Kaplan. Michael Kaplan is the co-founder and CEO of Fashion to Figure, a leading plus-size fashion company and retailer dedicated to providing trend-driven fashion and accessories for women sizes 12 to 26. In his role, Kaplan oversees all aspects of the business, from corporate management and strategy to investor relations. Kaplan graduated from Harvard Business School and held positions in the venture, capital, and financial space before his passion to help others and entrepreneurial spirit led him and his brother to launch Fashion to Figure. Kaplan is the great-grandson of Lena Bryant, the revolutionary dressmaker who pioneered full-figured fashion over a century ago with the launch of Lane Bryant. Kaplan's passion to carry on his family's legacy and to revolutionize the plus-size market is what drove him and his brothers to create Fashion to Figure. Kaplan believes strongly that civic-minded business can play a key role in making the world better. This is reflected in Fashion to Figure's mission statement to make people's lives better through the ultimate full-figured fashion shopping experience, and it has permitted through all aspects of the company's development. Let's welcome Michael to the show. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Shanice, how are you? It's great to be with you.
Yeah, great speaking with you, too. I know you're very busy, so thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
It's my pleasure. Big fan of your podcast. I think what you've done to give our industry more coverage and the way that you've covered some great stories of emerging businesses, personalities, and influencers in our market has been just terrific.
Well, thank you so much. Now, prior to getting into the fashion industry, you were in the venture capital and financial space. Now, explain a little more to us about your business background.
Well, I'd say that I'm living proof it's better to be lucky than smart. I'm lucky to work with great team members and fellow colleagues at FTF. I'm lucky to have been in some of the right places at the right time. And I was coming out of college at a time where investment banking analyst programs were things that were available to people at that time. I was lucky enough to work at a terrific bank where I was able to learn finance and project management and how financial management can play a great role in a company's development and growth. Probably the most influential experience I had, though, was working at a place called RRE Ventures that was a venture capital firm started in the late 1990s. It's really a very well-known firm today on the East Coast. And there I really learned as a young associate at that firm as they were getting going. They're a really sophisticated, mature venture capital shop today, I think, that manages over $1 billion. I was fortunate enough to be there when they were just starting out. And it really taught me and gave me a window into seeing what goes into starting businesses, how businesses grow, how concepts become reality, how people's business ideas and passion for a market and helping people and solving problems in a market get off the ground and mature and grow. And so that was really great teaching and training for FTF and what we do, you know, with our fashion experience and how we've gotten the company off the ground from literally a piece of paper to where we are today. And I certainly wouldn't be here without that experience.
Now, what led you specifically to the plus-size fashion industry? Because that's a total different industry from what you started with.
Yeah, it's definitely, on the one hand, very far from finance and, you know, some of the things that they do at a firm like RRE where I was. But really it was, I think, you know, two central reasons. I think I grew up around the premier founding business in the plus-size industry that my family pioneered in the late 1890s. And I think being a kid that always went to my dad's office, saw the power of retail in impacting other people's lives, both internal to the business as well as on the customer side. I think growing up around that, I had a great appreciation for the influence and impact that a retail and fashion business can make on people and how it can help people in communities. I really began to appreciate that very avidly when the business was sold outside of my family by my father. And I think separately from that, my business career kind of led me to see an opportunity in the mass market of plus-size apparel 10 or 11 years ago to really see that there was a void between the retailers providing a modern fashion experience and where the customer's mindset was. So it was sort of the marriage of those two things. I think it was five generations of passion and seeing this market evolve and pioneering this market and seeing the power of what businesses like this can do from what my family's work had been for over a century, combined with seeing a really good business opportunity in modernizing the shopping experience for plus-size women, which I think over the last 2 and 3 years in particular has really come on strong by lots of companies and lots of choices for the customer, and it's really spurred the market onward. But 10 or 11 years ago when we were starting, there really wasn't that many options for people that wanted contemporary trendy clothing, and that's what we do at FTF. We really provide up-to-the-minute trends, we really give people access to the on-trend fashion lifestyle at a terrific price point and a dependable quality, consistency of fit that we think is unmatched out there by others. And we've spent, you know, a decade, but utilizing a century of knowledge, we've spent the last decade crafting our own approach to the trends and price points that we really think can make people feel great by looking great.
Now, is fashion to figure your only business, or do you have several businesses?
It's the only thing I spend my time on. I wish I were smart enough to say that I could do lots of different things, but FTF is my life's work. It's my passion. My brother, myself, and all the team at FTF, we spend all of our time really trying to figure how we can, really trying to figure out how we can come up with the very best product, the very best pricing, and the very best quality at that price point all day, every day. So, no, I don't do anything else but this. And, you know, this is enough for me. I love it. I'm incredibly passionate about the impact that we make on people, the experience people have in our stores, the experience people have at our website at fashiontofigure.com, you know, how the industry has progressed, our role in the industry progressing, and how we're really running a business that I think is doing very well financially by doing well for others.
Now, your company was founded in 2002. What obstacles did you face getting your company off the ground?
Well, it technically was founded in 2002 because that's when I wrote the business plan, but we really opened our first store about 2005. And there were many obstacles. And I think that anybody that endeavors to launch a business in any industry and in any area will go through lots of challenges. And we certainly had our share. You know, where's the right location? What are the right sources of supply? Could we get anybody to extend us any credit for the product? Could we get anybody to work with us at any level, whether they were a business partner, whether they were somebody coming onto our team? Could we attract any customer, given that nobody knew who we were as a brand? You know, and I think that those challenges go to any business, but really the proof of one's mettle and the proof of the strength of the concept, the strength of the mission, the conviction of the team, the passion that comes through, and whether it can lead you to a successful place is a credit to the idea, the people that execute the idea, and the customer's reception for it. And so we're thrilled that, you know, millions of women in our industry have flocked to FTF and what we offer in terms of the latest fashion trends at great prices, with a dependable quality. We're thrilled that we made it through our challenges to get here and deliver that for people.
And now you currently have 26 locations. Now, was the physical locations in your original business plans, or once the online store was so successful, did you decide to expand?
I think, you know, it's a very good question, and really I think it's one of the differences between FTF and all the other companies in our industry. Our company was really started exactly like my great-grandmother's company was started 120 years ago, and it really links us to this century of passion to bring fashion to this consumer and our store guest. We absolutely started as a physical store. My brother and I rented a store. We borrowed money to rent a single store that we ran ourselves every day from 10 to 10 for a year and a half before we ever expanded. And what that allowed us to do was really get to know our segment of this customer base, how people respond, what people are looking for, to really talk with our guests all day, every day for years. And to this day, we still go to the floor every Saturday. Our executive team and our office, the home office, we really call it the support center, not the command center. And everybody in that support center is very connected to our stores because that's where we started. And so even though today we're what's called a channel agnostic business, that's how we refer to ourselves, we sell in almost 5 different channels people can get FTF product. We have some great partner companies, some great digital partners. Our internet business is the fastest growing business, in all of our assets. And people should check out fashiontofigure.com for some great things up and coming over the next 2 or 3 weeks. But we started as a store. We're always rooted in that mentality, which is really meeting somebody face-to-face and having that passion, that experience, that fashion experience that we deliver for somebody in person is the root and foundation of our business. So it absolutely was exactly what we thought about when we started, and it was absolutely the business plan, and everything else has been layered on top of that. So when you get our product in a Dia and Company box that's delivered to you by their great stylists, that's built on top of our being in the store business from day one, just like our family was 120 years ago.
Now, is it in your plan to open up more physical locations? Do you know what states you would like to head to next?
Well, you know, we've spent the last couple of years doubling in size of our business. And, you know, I think we'd like to do that again over the coming years. But we're settling into where we are. We have a tremendous amount of plans and launches coming up that our customers can experience our growth along with us. We are about to launch our second year in a row of a fall jean assortment and collection, which we're really excited about. Our jean collection is something we spent 2 years developing, and it's a great example of what we do because we have probably 15 styles of jeans across basic and fashion categories. There's a consistency of fit in our jeans. There's not one pair of jeans that's more than $53 or $50. You know, a lot of our competitors are almost twice that. And there's a quality and a fashionability and a price point to our jeans we think can't be beat. That's how we're generating a lot of our growth, is through introducing great products that our customers want, activities that our customers are asking us for. We just had a terrific launch in one of our stores. We were honored to partner with Boston Curvy Fashion Week to launch Boston Curvy Fashion Week for their week, launched in one of our stores at the South Shore Mall in Braintree, Massachusetts. We had a great local event there, which really embodies what FTF is all about. We had a runway show in the store. We picked 3 winners from the runway show to do some photography with us on the social side. And it was just a great event locally in Boston in our boutique environment that delivers great fashion. So we're absolutely going to open up more physical stores across the country, but some of these product launches and partnerships are how we're focused today, where customers can find us in any of these areas.
Now, if someone is listening to this show today and never heard of Fashion to Figure, tell me what type of clothing you carry and what's the size range and price point.
Say that again. There was something on my phone, I think. Apologies about that.
Oh, that's okay. I said, for someone who's listening who's never heard of Fashion to Figure, tell me the type of clothing you carry and the size, range, and price point.
So think of us as the place you can get exactly the latest trend that you see on any celebrity or any influencer out there, anywhere from size 12 to 26. So if it's a cutting-edge trend, you know, a bodycon dress, a great denim jean, a structured blazer, any terrific fashion item of the moment, you're going to find in our store. You're going to see new things in our store every single week. So if you come to our website at fashiontofigure.com or you come in our store, if you're really somebody that wants a very, very sharp, on-trend, sleek fashion lifestyle, you're going to see fashion items come in every week in our stores and online that give you access to the very latest up-to-the-minute trends in size 12 to 26. You're going to see them at very sharp price points and at a dependable quality. So there's people in our market that probably have better, you know, or lower prices than we do, but they're not prices at the same quality. There's probably people that have, you know, different type of fabrics that they would say are higher quality garments, but they're not going to be at our price points. And there's other people that would say they have elevated product, but it's not as on trend or fashion forward as compared to our industry as ours is. So that combination of finding of the minute trends very at the very best price points at the very best quality is something that you're going to find with us, and new things are going to come in every single week. The other thing you're going to find with us is when you come in for that fashion, that great fashion find, that great item, that great dress for going out, that great dress that can take you from the office right to happy hour, that great jumpsuit or that great romper at this time of year that can take you right, you know, to date night or to the club or to happy hour. When you're coming into us for that and the of the moment piece, you're also going to be going to find great staple basic items that we've spent years making. We have a seamless basics program so that we always have a terrific range of camisoles, leggings, tube tops, other basic items for your lifestyle. We have a great bottoms, skirt, pant, basic legging and printed legging program. And then we also have things for a more casual lifestyle like woven shirts, sweater programs, and lots of things that when you're coming in for that sharp on-trend fashion piece, you're going to see other things for areas, or you're going to see other items for other areas of your lifestyle that are, again, made at an unbeatable quality at that price point, you know, within a fashion context. And what I would encourage everybody to do that's listening is to really keep in touch with fashiontofigure.com, because we have about 4 or 5 product category launches that are coming up between now and January and February. I can't really talk a lot about them, but keep staying tuned to the blogosphere and the web and our website and social media, because we have some really exciting product launches coming up all through the fall. People are going to see some exciting lookbooks in the next week or two with our denim campaign, you know, which, again, there's a lot of people launching their denim campaigns now, and there's a lot of great product out there for a lot of people. But if somebody really wants product that, you know, people in the know from a fashion perspective have, and they want it at a great price point at a great quality, you know, they come to FTF.
You know, I was browsing through your company's website, and I was excited to see your clothing is made in the USA.
Yeah, we make a lot of our stuff domestically. That's how we're able to turn our products so fast and deliver so many new things. But really, you know, we are very focused on coming up with the very best product in a quality, in a sustainable way, from dependable sources of supply. You know, we have a very rigid standard about people that we will work with to manufacture our product and where we manufacture our product, because quality and the integrity of manufacturing is very important to us. But really what's ultimately what that drives for us is being able to deliver incredible an incredible experience for our consumers through our product. And so while we're proud of the fact that we make a lot of stuff in the USA, it's not really a strategic focus as much as delivering wonderful product and a wonderful fashion experience to our consumers. You know, the letters that we get, Shanice, and the feedback that we get when people come into our stores and they work with our FTF stylists and they are outfitted in this product and they feel good and they have this incredible, you know, change in their self-image and a real uptick in their confidence. And, you know, they feel great about their life because of what they experience with us at FTF with our product and our stylists and, you know, our terrific price points and quality and the fact that there's new things all the time. We're so proud of the impact that we make on people. It's just worth all the effort, you know, and it's real, we're really thrilled about what we do for people. And, you know, we really look forward to continuing to do it.
So are a lot of the products in your store one of a kind to your brand, fashion to figure, because you manufacture the majority of your own clothing?
I would say that every single product in our collection, every single FTF product is unique to us. Now, you're going to see a lot of people that buy our product and try to copy it. There's a lot of people that go to our manufacturers, they go to our suppliers, they buy product in our store, they try to, you know, go to the origin of where we create our product and stuff. But a couple of things to keep in mind. One is that's a product of our success and our leading the industry to have, you know, great, sexy, sophisticated product. The fact that we're doing such a good job of that and that we've done a great job of that for 10 years always means we'll be copied. But ultimately why people can't copy us is the stylists that we have, the terrific designers and product development people and merchants that we have a point of view and they have a process that is just not replicable by other people, you know? And I would liken it to, you know, you read in business school cases on company like Toyota Manufacturing or a company like Zara. Everybody knows how Toyota manufacture, you know, the famous Toyota Manufacturing assembly line, and everybody knows how Zara creates product, but not everybody can copy them, because people just don't have the wherewithal that they have. So, yes, every product in our case is unique to FTF, and in spite of a lot of people trying to copy many elements of what we do, even down to trying to recruit our own people and our own stylists out of our stores, you know, many people try to copy what we do, but, you know, we just keep our heads down and you know, try to deliver the very best product at the very best price with the very best service and fashion experience for our consumers. And, you know, we're really thrilled about how we're doing that. And anybody that tries to kind of come in our direction, we consider it flattering.
Now, would you be interested in working with independent plus-size designers, or is that something not really on your radar right now?
Absolutely. We'd be delighted to hear from any talented designers. You know, we consider everything. It's not a strategic initiative that we have today. It's not something that we have sought out to do, but, you know, we're a very open business to ideas and suggestions, and, you know, we try to strike that balance between sticking to our knitting and doing it very well and being very open to new things to evolve.
Now, I want to talk to you about models. Model diversity is a big conversation in the plus community in regards to brand using models of different sizes and ethnicities. What determines the direction you go in when selecting the models for your company?
I tell you, it's very simple with us. We have a very strong bedrock belief at our company that is the foundation of what we do, and this is what we saw on the store floor all day, every day when we created this business, and what we've seen from more than a century of helping, you know, this market evolve. Fashion is a state of mind, not a size range. Fashion is a state of mind. It is not an image of one person. It is not one size. It is not one demographic attribute. It is a mindset. And our customer base and our product offering cuts across so many demographies because of its unifying factor of fashion and people that really want to access an on-trend fashion lifestyle. So our belief is we use a huge array of models. One of our company values that we have is diversity and strength in diversity. If you look at if you come into any of our stores or if you touch any aspect of our company, one thing that everybody believes is tremendous strength and diversity and coming together, around this notion of the unifying factor being fashion. And so with regard to models, we try to portray a tremendous diversity in the models in terms of ethnic backgrounds, size, age, shape. In fact, we're having a discussion in our office the other day. We don't think we're doing it enough these days. We don't think we're doing enough in the diversity right now. But our model strategy is to portray fashion. It is not to portray a singular image of, any particular woman or demography. It's really to portray fashion, and we believe that's a state of mind, not one image or a single image.
Now, other plus-size companies have said in studies they found that using smaller plus-size models gives you bigger sales because fashion is fantasy. So have you found that when you use a smaller plus-size model, the clothes sell better?
I think we are too committed to diversity to even study that. We don't look at that. We look at sales by model, but we have a rotating group of models that portray our stuff because it's very important for us to portray our product and portray our fashion with as much diversity as possible. Because again, the reason that our stores are in a place like, we have stores in such diverse locations in terms of, the demographics of where our stores sit from a real estate perspective. We want to do the same thing with regard to models and the way we portray that. So we don't wed ourselves to, one particular size range of models just based on selling trends of that range. We really believe very strongly in diversity, and so we're committed to that. We don't look at how one range sells versus another. We're committed to diversity.
And one of the campaigns you have out is Nicole with Curves on a Budget, and her pictures look absolutely beautiful in your clothing. And do you follow plus-size bloggers and current events in the plus community for research for your brand?
We try to. We're involved in a great many. We were involved with CurvyCon, which was a terrific event put on recently. We were involved in Boston Curvy Fashion Week, as I said. We're involved in the Curvy Fashionista Style Expo in Atlanta coming up. We're doing something in L.A. with one of the terrific partners we have out there. We absolutely we try to keep our hand on the pulse of these influencers because I think they're a great testament to this industry. And, my great-grandmother, who fought for 5 years to advertise the New York Herald Tribune, every time I see one of the bloggers that has hundreds of thousands of followers, I think of my great-grandmother and how proud she would be that this is such a grassroots movement. It is such a community that we have in this market of people pushing the needle forward. This market and bloggers and influencers demanded that Target provide good product. It's a credit to them and our community in how vocal we were and what we demanded out of a company to get the line that we have. And so we at FTF take bloggers very seriously. We try to work with a great many, and again, diversity and the commitment to that. We try to work with a great range of people from various backgrounds, geographically, demographically, all that. And we think that they're terrific partners. Nicole at Curves on a Budget, she's fantastic. She is just such a great example of what we do at FTF. She is somebody that really has a great contemporary fashion lifestyle. She's so on trend. She is always, on the money with her product picks. And she always finds something at FTF, and we always find something for her. She's a great example of what we do, and she's a terrific partner.
Now, when you are looking at which bloggers you want to collaborate with, which influencers, which events, what's more important to you and your brand? Do you look at their social media numbers or their branding? And I'm asking you this because I find that there are people that have a big social media following, but sometimes it could be kind of tacky. So what's more important to you? Is it the number or their brand?
Well, Nicole's a great example. I mean, we started working with Nicole when she hardly had a following. You know, and so for us, it's really finding the right person, you know, and it's somebody that really marries back to that value I shared, which is fashion's a state of mind, not a size range. Really somebody that incorporates that into their view of fashion, somebody that's very, you know, sleek and sharp and on trend. And look, you can't be all things to all people, you know. It's a great market, as I said, of grassroots community feeling in the plus-size world, but there's many different segments of our market, right? And so you can't be all things to all people. We are a very edgy, sophisticated, trendy, sexy fashion brand, okay? Not everybody in the plus-size world from the customer side wants us. Not everybody wants to dress that way. And that doesn't make them wrong or us wrong. It's the same reason that a size 4 woman has 35 stores to choose from in a mall is the same reason why our customers should have at least, you know, a dozen, right? I mean, so again, with regard to bloggers, you can't work with everybody because not everybody represents your brand. You know, I mean, the company, like the company Torrid is a great example. It's a great plus business. They, you know, they're a much more of a sort of West Coast aesthetic than FTF. You know, their roots are as a juniors business, as sort of a goth business brand of Hot Topic. And, you know, while there's certainly a lot of crossover in our business, you know, with them and, you know, I think it's good for customers when our stores are located next to theirs. There's real differences in our brands. And so that would mean that I'm sure there are some bloggers that are good for them that are not good for us and vice versa. So I'd say that's our approach to bloggers is finding people that are really aligned with our vision and values. And that really means delivering, you know, on trend, sexy, great, sharp product for customers that really want an on trend lifestyle.
Now you have a big event coming up that you're participating in. The TCF Style Expo is coming up August 11th and 12th in Atlanta. Fashion to Figure is an official sponsor. Now tell me how your brand is participating in this year's festivities.
Well, I will be there myself. And I will be there myself, and I hope people come and say hi to me and give me their suggestions and thoughts about our brand. Go to fashiontofigure.com. You can write info@FTF and, you know, send anything to me in advance and I'll see you there and we'll be down there. But we're I think we're hosting one of the after parties, like I think a karaoke party where we have some stuff in store for people on the social media side. Our social media team is going to be down there and it's got some cool things that they're going to show the customers. We're also in a booth exhibiting some of our latest product and some of our it'll be some of our pre-fall collection and some of our exclusive pieces people can see by being there. And then we're going to do some things at our stores in Atlanta. You know, we've got a couple stores in Douglasville at the Arbor Place Mall in Atlanta. We've got a store in the town center at Cobb, and we've got and that's up in Kennesaw, Georgia. We've got a store in Lithonia at the Stonecrest Mall, and we're going to be, you know, doing things to support it, support the event in our stores down there. But we're going to be, as one of the event sponsors, in a booth and hosting one of these events afterwards.
Now, I didn't know you were going to be there in person. Now, that really is a testament to how you are connected to your customer. I think that is awesome.
Well, it's you know, like I said, I think that's probably one of the differences in FTF and some of the others out there. Not me, nothing to do with Michael Kaplan, but really the roots of our brand being out there with our customers all day, every day. You know, being out there on the store floor all day, every day certainly gives you an orientation to, you know, how to serve people and what people want. And so we try to stay connected to that. And this is a great industry event. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the other brands in our industry, the customers, the influencers. Looking forward to going down to Atlanta.
Yes, and the Curves and Karaoke after party is going to be August 13th from 7 to 10 p.m., and it's free for everyone that actually attends the expo. So if somebody's listening and you don't have your tickets yet, visit tcfstyleexpo.com. Now, do you have anything else coming up we should be on the lookout for?
Well, I really think everybody should keep looking over the next couple of weeks at fashion2figure.com for some big things we've got going on. I think August is going to be a very big month for Fashion to Figure. You know, at FTF, we've got a lot of great product launches, some other sort of feature-type launches at our website and our stores, and I think you're going to be hearing a lot from us. So I would encourage everybody to just keep on the lookout at fashion2figure.com. Sign up for our social channels. I know we have, for example, an Instagram giveaway happening right now. But keep in touch with our social channels and our website at fashion2figure.com, and you'll see some pretty exciting things happening in the next month.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. Keep up the amazing job, and I look forward to seeing you in Atlanta.
I look forward to it too, Shanice. You know, it's a real passion, our work at FTF, and it is a really exciting time in this industry because of people like yourself. It's a pleasure to work with people like you, come on your show. You're doing so much to push the industry forward. We're just excited to be a company delivering a fashion experience for the market that you're doing so much to shape and evolve. So it's great to be here with you, and you know, I look forward to seeing you in person very soon, and this has been great and fun. Thanks for having me on. I look forward to doing it again soon.
Yes, thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And thank you to my fabulous guest this evening, Michael, CEO of Fashion to Figure. If you haven't already, make sure you like our fan page on Facebook at Shanice Lewis Show, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Shanice Show. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.